Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shilpa Medicare Limited business update call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Diwakar Pingle from EYIR. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Pingle.
Thank you, Rico. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the conference call hosted by the management of Shilpa Medicare Limited to discuss the recent milestone achievement in the CDMO business of the company. Representing the company on the call today, we have Mr. Vishwakant Dutada, Managing Director, and Mr. Alpesh Dalal, the Chief Financial Officer. Detailed information regarding the update has been made available in the stock exchange as of July 4th, 2024. In case anyone requires any extra information, you can reach out to us and we'll be happy to provide the same. The management will initiate the call with further details on the dynamics involved in the milestone achievement of the CDMO business, followed by a Q&A session with the participants in the call. I would like to state that some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature. A detailed disclaimer in this regard has been mentioned in the conference call invitation available in the stock exchange. With that said, I would now like to invite Mr. Vishwakant Dutada, the Managing Director of the Shilpa Medicare Limited, to take this discussion forward. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Very good morning to all. Welcome to this conference call. Today's call is specific only for the development of our CDMO business partner, UNICEF. I'll just brief on the OLC, which is the oxylanthanum carbonate, which is NC, and this has been bought by the UNICEF. And with this, they have approached us in late 2020 for the development of the end-to-end this particular product. Means from API, manufacturing, validation, DMF, and thereafter, develop the formulation which can be used for the, reduce the hyperphosphatemia and help the kidney patients on this. It was not a simple task. We have taken this challenge and with the expertise in our API, which has always expertise in the development of the complex API and a formulations team, we have completed the drug master files of the API and made the formulation and given to them. They have done the human clinical study and it has been passed recently, which they have announced recently also. They will file the NDA now in this particular quarter. With this, we have requested them to make a binding agreement for the supply of the finished formulation, including API manufactured at our site. They agreed to this and along with this, they have agreed for the $10 million milestone payment. Now they are placing the binding agreement order for the 5 million tablets to be delivered before the June 25 and 15 million tablets before the December 25. With the, we need to supply them the product in next and with this binding agreement totally, the agreement is there for next 4 years. Along with this, they are also funding us creating the dedicated block for them, which shows how important this product for them. We are also equally committed them for the timely delivery of the API and formulation as early as possible. So we have given the brief on this, the what is the molecule, how it is used. This is used into the hyperphosphatemia, and which is normally happens in the when the phosphate levels increases.
So may I request you to unmute your line, the backup line, please?
Hello?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Which damage the kidney because of the increase in the phosphate level in the blood. And this particular drug is used to bind the phosphate and help the making the kidney patients healthier in this. This is what the most important functions of this the particular product. This is what from my side. Yeah. Now I'm open for the Q&A.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
Yes.
The first question is from the line of Rahul Dasani from MAPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So first of all, good morning and thank you for this opportunity and thank you for arranging the call on this update. So my first question has two parts. Primarily, among the six phosphate binders, although OLC seems the most efficient across parameters of adverse events and binding capability and volumes required, the nearest competitor in terms of these factors is phosphenol, and that is a very widespread generic. So first of all, what would be the pricing difference between the two, and what's the incentive to upsell OLC against phosphenol? This may be more of a question for Unicisive, but this would be impacting our volumes. So, and since you have worked so closely on this product, maybe you can share some idea.
Definitely, once they are doing on this, the most important what I whatever the information we had, it is like a rest all phosphate binder. They have to take 8 tablets a day. Here, they have to take only 2 tablets a day. This is the most, important. And this is not, they have to take it every day. And it's very painful when it is going to the, for the kidney patient to swallow 8 tablets a day, against which OLC has the advantage of taking only 2 tablets a day. So the pricing and all probably will be done by the them only. It's not be under our purview. But definitely, when they are doing all this thing, they must have taken this into the consideration.
Yes, sir. So for the other binders, you are right, it's 8 to 12 tablets. But for phosphenol, it's 3 tablets and the same is for OLC. So that's what I was trying to understand from the phosphenol point of view.
This is main product is sevelamer carbonate you are talking or what now?
Not 7LM. This is also lanthanum carbonate.
No, lanthanum carbonate is not 3 tablets a day. It's 8 tablets a day.
Sir, this announcement has been made by Unicisive itself in one of the preclinical trials where they have made comparisons with phosphenol. The tablets are 3 for both of these.
No. It's 8 tablets a day.
Okay. That's fine. So the second question is, first of all, where are they filing this product initially and where do they plan to file it for the coming 2-3 years?
Which one?
Where are they filing OLC for now initially and where will they be filing OLC in the next 2-3 years?
It's only OLC they are filing it from where? They are filing for US only currently.
And is that the only plan or will they also target other geographies?
Of course, that is for the Japan and the China, for other all countries also they are equally seeing because these patients are available all over the world.
Okay.
So they will be definitely taking this for the global, but the currently main their target is for US.
Okay. And what would be the total phosphate binder sales being currently done in the US?
I think it's more than billion.
More than $1 billion. That's extremely light. So the last question is, Unicisive is to place the binding orders for June, from June. And like you said, you will get 5 million tablets pre-June and 15 million post-June. So if you could exactly separate the visibility, and you said you will get a binding contract for 4 years. So what will be the volume for each of those years?
For each of those years, it will be a multi-million. It's a, initially, they are giving us, by seeing this, by June 25, they are giving this 5 million. And December 25 is a 15 million. So, and every year, definitely, once the patient takes more and more, probably they, with this, without getting this filing and without putting the approvals, they are placing this order. That shows that how confident they are on their product.
Got it. That's all for me. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Krishna Kansara from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You can
Yeah. Sir, first of all, congratulations on winning this very important contract. Silpa getting selected by a U.S. pharma company, and that too for such a critical drug, is a very good news for the shareholders. So congratulations on that. Sir, my first question is regarding the broad timeline of this contract with Unicisif. So if you could just walk us through the entire timeline of, let's say, each milestone or the approval timeline or the commercial sales period. So just a brief idea of when will we achieve each of these milestones and when will the actual revenue from commercial sales will start coming in. So, for example, let's say the US FDA approval is expected to come by mid-2025. So before that also, can we expect some portion of the milestone fees to be received? If you could just give us a brief idea of the breakup of the milestone fee as well as the commercial sales. That would be helpful.
Yeah, like some the like from this quarter we got the getting the signing milestone. Then on the filing and acceptance we have one milestone. Then probably on approval we have a bigger milestone. And then on the launch.
So this $10 million is the cumulative milestone fees that we will receive over a period of time. Or is this the upfront fee that we will receive?
No, no, it's not upfront fee. It's a cumulative fee.
Okay, okay. And sir, when will the actual commercial sales, when will they start exactly? So when will they contribute to the revenue?
Their actual sales will start mostly by, if they file it in this quarter, normally it's NDA filing. So their approval will get in 10 months. So even if you take 12 months approval timeline, because this already, they have done enough discussions with the FDA. So probably they will be more confident of getting the products max in a 1 year approval. Once that is done, then, you know, before that we have to start the commercial supplies, because after the getting the approval, they will not be wait for the supply. So before getting the approval, probably we need to manufacture, give them the enough supply in the market. So the supply will start from next year for sure.
Next year, okay.
Next year, first quarter onward, it will start.
Okay, understood. And sir, you mentioned that, sorry?
Our financial year, I was mentioning, not their financial year.
Right, correct.
Yeah.
And sir, you mentioned that the current agreement is of 4 years. So is this agreement extendable to, let's say, next few years once the initial agreement tenure is over, or is this only for 4 years as of now?
No, it's a 4 years plus automatically renewal for 4 years, provided, you know, with the some riders that we... Depends on what we need to perform, what they have to do it. I think with that, but totally it is 4 years plus another 4 years.
Okay, okay. And so what would be the tenure of the new drug application that Unicisif will file? So is it 5 years or is it more? I'm just trying to understand the runway that is available for us.
So it is, so definitely it is more than that 5 years.
Okay.
Because now they have 20 years. I think the it will be not less than 10 years or 12 years for sure.
Okay.
But I'm not knowing exactly, frankly. But I think once it is an NCE molecule, so you can understand. They have enough runway.
Correct. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Sharma, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity and congrats for the achievement. Can you please put some color on the EBITDA margin in this molecule?
It's NC molecule, so I think, and we are the exclusive supplier for them. So we have enough, like CDMO margin, like we have the margins in this. That much we can tell you. Above 50.
Above 50? 50?
Yeah.
Okay. And you are talking about the 4 years contract. So the numbers you have given there, 15 million tablets.
Million is only for the tail supply, we have to supply before December. It will go to multi-million later on every year.
So the total?
Initial signing they are given it.
Okay, so the total revenue which we are expecting, this is $10 million for the 4 years, right?
No. 10 million is only licensing and the sales volume and that figures are different than this.
Okay.
The 10 million is only licensing fee.
Okay, licensing. Okay.
Which will be completed before the launch. So after that, there is a sales revenue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha Kharodia from Abacus EMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning and thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand how big the revenue generator can this project be for Shilpa?
It is a multi-million, but I think the today projecting for the next year, we have some indications from them, but currently telling will be difficult. But it's a substantial revenue for Shilpa. That much we can tell you.
Okay. Can we quantify it in some way?
No, currently I cannot do that, but it's a substantial revenue. That much I can tell you.
And sir, when you mentioned that the CAPEX will be funded by the innovators, so is it like totally... the CAPEX amount is that we are expecting for the project?
Totally, almost they are giving around $6.5 million.
And that will be the total CAPEX done or like we also will have to do some of the CAPEX?
No. We are not doing. This is for one dedicated block we are putting it, only for that.
Okay. And sir, in terms of asset this project?
Asset turnover is the, I think around 1 year.
Yeah, so Neha, I think you are asking the same question, you know, in a roundabout manner, when you talk about the revenue potential and all, I think Mr. Butada has already indicated that we may not be able to provide or quantify the amount exactly. I think we'll have to, you'll just need to wait and see how it progresses. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Kumar from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. First on, so in the previous question you had said that they're providing $6.5 million for the CAPEX. Over and above that, we'll be receiving $10 million in license payments. This, I believe, is will be spread over 5 years, according to UNICEF's annual report. Is that right?
No. Is the... once it is before the approval, once the approval of NDA, almost 90% of this will come. Once it is launched, maybe 1 million. That's all. So once it is approved, then before that nine million will come to us.
Okay. So and once this milestone is licensing is done, do we have any milestone based on sales, or will it only be sales related revenue that we'll be getting?
No, only sales related. Then the milestone doesn't come into the picture now because an actual sales starts.
Okay, so on that sales, we are saying we'll be doing 50% EBITDA margin.
It's tentative.
Okay, sir. And second, on in our PPT, we have mentioned that we have three NDA filings, of which two is already approved. The third one was mentioned as pending. Is this the pending NDA that we were talking about?
No.
Or is it something?
It's a different one.
Okay, that's still in pipeline.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Girish Bakru from OrbiMed. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just a clarification, actually. You say this is a new product. Is it NCE? I'm just trying to clarify. Once approved, will it have NCE exclusivity?
Yes.
So for 5 years, like any other product, because Fosrenol being lanthanum also, is there a certainty the FDA will approve another oxylanthanum as an NCE, or it will be just approved as a new product? Okay. And just on the four-year contract, can you give color on how pricing generally typically moves in such kind of a contract?
Pricing will be telling will be a difficult for me. But it's, as you mentioned, right, the NC molecule has a good, very advantageous product they are launching into the market. They are pricing up also will be good, and they are also very good company. They are also giving us enough money.
But in case their acceptance in the market is low, they are allowed to, of course, negotiate with you for lower pricing, right?
Yeah. Girish, I think some of these things, you know, are commercially very, very sensitive matters. We wouldn't be in a position to, talk about it in advance. So, kindly pardon us.
Sure. No worries. And just if you could give indication, are there any committed volumes under the contract?
That would be 20 million. Currently, they are doing the mining purchase order. That's what we have it currently.
Okay.
And of course, once they launch it, they will give. Once they are getting it near to the approval, the more and more mining orders will come.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Bhatia from Bandhan AMC. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning. Just two quick questions. One, sir, on this 4+4 year timeline of the manufacturing agreement, should we assume that for the first 4 years, we will be the exclusive suppliers because the binding agreement is for the first year? So should we assume that exclusivity is for the entire four-year period? I'm just trying to clarify, maybe repetitive.
Yes. But it's for 4 years exclusivity.
Okay. And last clarification, this manufacturing agreement is a global manufacturing agreement, rather than only U.S. manufacturing agreement, right? This will be a global manufacturing agreement.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Srihari from PCS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so my question is the innovator has another molecule, LDC, which is comparable, and that is also in phase 3 currently. I think it's pending FDA approval. So can you please put some light on that?
So this is LDC, same length and of the carbon.
That's right, yeah.
Oxylanthanum carbonate and lanthanum dioxycarbonate, both are same.
Both are similar.
Yeah, so similar in that is the same. We call it as the, you call it as a lanthanum dioxycarbonate.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Srihari, may I request you to use your handset, please? You're not clearly audible, sir.
Yes, and you have a lot of noise in your background.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so basically, based on what I've read, I mean, they've already done the filing for PC and the US FDA has some queries.
No, from FDA they must have taken the clarification, not the filing. So you need to say LDC, so you are the same molecule.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Dasani from MAPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just to confirm about the client funding the new plant, you said the total spend would be $6.5 million, and that's what we are spending wholly on the plant, right? Nothing from our side.
Yeah.
And what would be the capacity of this in terms of tablets?
It's not tablet. It's an API plant. It's not for tablet testing.
Okay. So, and if you can just share, maybe in some terms of utilization as to how much would this plant suffice in terms of the supply? It would suffice for the next 2 years, for the next 1 year?
It will definitely suffice for the next 2-3 years.
Okay. And when is this unit commercializing?
Once we complete this, it is not that the existing supplies of API will do from our existing blocks. It is not that we are not stopping to wait for this getting it block ready. So this block will get ready in next 1 year.
Next 1 year. Okay.
We'll, as and when they feel that there will be increase in the volume. So they have given us saying that, you know, you please put us the dedicated block for us. It will not hamper their deliveries. That is the reason why they are funding us for this dedicated block. So currently, we are supplying from our, and this will take care of their supply.
Got it. And the next question is, which other such products are being done which are closer to commercialization stage or even have a significant potential in terms of the molecule?
I have not understood your question.
Which other such projects like OLC are in the pipeline which are closer to commercialization stage or even have a significant potential in terms of the molecule?
Currently, we are talking only on OLC today.
Got it. The last thing is, I was again going through the clinical trial reports of Unicycil. The fosrenol, that I'm sorry to repeat, but the tablets required are again 3. Yes, the weightage and the surface area is higher, but the tablets required are 3. So maybe if not for this call, but for next call, if you can confirm this so that we can get a lot better idea on this.
I said it is 8.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
No, thanks for attending this conference with the short notice. And we are committed to deliver such complex molecules in the near future also. And Shilpa being the specially working on to the such type of projects since last 4-5 years, and you know, we'll continue to do that. That much we can say on this. Thanks for attending all.
Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Shilpa Medicare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.